This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. Long time no podcast, long time no see. Well, I will leave this story of my life for another time because today I am going to review the number one trending series on earth. Like I said, I'm going to tell you guys maybe later on why I've been missing in action. So many things have been happening in this adulting life. You guys never told me adulting was this stressful, but that's it. Squid Game, very hot series, and not just me. To show you guys how this is important, I've been having so many people, they want to review with me, they want to jump on the review and say, oh, no problem. That's why I haven't reviewed this thing, because I saw the whole series the same day it aired, the same day it was posted on Netflix. So today with me is Kene, and Kene is physically here with me, and Uncle Toby, my friend. He's not old, he's a young person, a young guy like me, but he gives off this, you know, rich uncle vibe, and he's so fine. So let Kene introduce herself. Like I said, Toby will be joining us via WhatsApp call. So Kene,
hi guys. So yeah, this is Kene, and well, of course everybody already knows why I'm here, to review Squid Game.
Oh yeah,
Vivi has already said it, so I don't know about it being the biggest series on earth.
It is.
I know it's trending at the moment, I know I enjoyed it, you know, but the bigger series, come on, is Game of Thrones. Yeah, I know.
No, I mean right now.
Yeah, right now.
Squid Game is biggest.
More or less the biggest.
Yeah, on earth right now.
At the moment. So yeah, I'm here to join Vinvi in reviewing the series, and I hope you guys enjoy it as much as we are about to.
Okay, Toby just joined us right now. Please introduce yourself, Toby. Uncle Toby.
Okay, are we on already?
Yes, we are. Can you just introduce yourself? So, over to you.
Okay. Again, everyone, my name is Toby, aka Uncle Toby. it's a pleasure to be on the show, and looking forward to discussing Squid Game with V and
Kene.
My friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Kene.
Hi.
Hi, Kene.
Hi, yeah, Toby.
Looking forward to this.
Alright, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much, Toby. So, can we begin?
Sure, where would you like us to start?
Alright. So, let me introduce the series. Squid Game is a South Korean survivor drama television series which is currently streaming on Netflix, written and directed by Hwang Dong-hak. It stars Lee Jung-jae, Park Hae-soo, my guy. He's a bad guy, but I like him. The one that betrayed Ali, Wee Ha-joon, Jung Ho-yeon, this babe, she's just trending, she's all over the moment. Oh Yeon-soo, Hyo Sung-tae, Anup Tripathi, the Indian guy, and Kim Joo-rong. This series is distributed by Netflix and it was released worldwide on September 17th, 2021. Myself and Kenneth said, this is the number one series on earth right now. And for today's review, I'm going to leave everything to my guests, Kene and Toby. Let them talk. And this is Kene's first Korean series, yeah? This is the first series you are seeing.
Well, fully, yes.
Fully. And I don't know about Uncle Toby. I've been asking him, begging, pleading, please watch Vincenzo, the Devil Judge. I don't know what's up. But this one, he begged me.
I never watched that thing, and I didn't like, well, I was wondering why everybody was watching Boys Before Flowers.
You asked me to watch watch Vicento. Sorry, I didn't watch Vicento. And what other one have I watched? I probably watched a few, but I don't think I finished them or enjoyed them as much as the Squid Game.
Yeah, because Uncle Toby called me, let's review. Like, I was surprised, Jesus, what's happening? So, Toby, over to you and Kenny. You guys should just talk. Just talk. What do you think about Squid Game? And when you guys are done talking, I'm going to round up by saying, you know, just talk. So, who is going first?
Okay, so first things first, what I'm going to mention is I'm not a K-drama person. I hardly, if you see me watching K-drama, it's probably because somebody else I know is watching it. So I'm like, oh, what are you watching? And I'm joining the person. I'm like, okay, this looks, it's not bad, it's interesting. But then the moment I leave that place, I forget about what I watch and I just move on with my life. It's pretty much like the way people are glued to Z-World and some other particular shows. I'm like, I'm very indifferent. There are certain things that I probably wouldn't bother watching. But then I started seeing Squid Game trending on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm seeing Squid Game everywhere. I saw a few memes and I'm like, okay. Then I saw a clip. It was what actually made me watch it was the clip I saw about the first game.
Green light, red light.
Yeah. The moment I saw that clip, I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch this. Because I had this notion that most K-dramas were all love, fairy tale. You know, there's always boy meets girl. Maybe girl is pretending to be a boy or something like that. So I thought Squid Game, Korean drama, is probably something like that. But the moment I saw that clip, I'm like, you know what? I'm watching this. And then I went somewhere, got the entire series, and I started watching it. I'm like, okay, this is really interesting. How I felt when I started watching it. I'm not going to lie, it was intriguing for me. Let me personalize it because someone else might not have that same opinion. But it was intriguing for me, especially if you don't have spoilers. If you've not gotten any spoiler, it would be quite intriguing. A lot of things that you probably wouldn't have expected, you know, a lot of twists. A lot of twists came up, you know. So I don't know. I can beat my chest and say that I enjoyed watching it. I was looking forward to the end. Although the end sort of annoyed me.
Why?
Because I'm like, yo, you have gotten the money. This is the point where you're supposed to go and see your daughter.
Be a good father for the first time.
And then you're trying to be a good, no, a bloody Samaritan.
Yeah.
The memes I saw, like, the guy's just a terrible father.
Yes, he is.
Very, very terrible. Your first opportunity at being a good, responsible dad, and then you blow it.
Superman.
You want to go and
save the world. Save humans.
Okay. Like,
what do you think about the characters?
Okay, first things first. The main character, Guillaume.
The main character is the bad father.
Yeah. The main character. Guillaume or something like that. What I labeled him as when I was watching the entire series, I labeled him as naive. He comes off as a very naive, overly forgiving person. You know, he's somewhat too nice.
Yes.
So nice to a fault, you know, that you're even too blind to see when your so-called friend is cheating you or ripping you off.
I wouldn't say he was blind. He just didn't.
He kept overlooking. He just kept on overlooking and overlooking and overlooking. At some point, I'm like, guy. I'm trying hard not to curse. I'm like, guy, you cannot be this naive. You can't. It's nice that he was nice, but then he got to a point where reality set in. You know, he was all nice and all until he got to the marble game, and the old man opened his eyes and made him realize that when you're faced with the worst situation, even people we think are the nicest people can turn and become, you know, mean, so long as it shall benefit your own pockets.
All right. So, Uncle Toby, what do you think about, on your own part, what do you think about the series, the storyline, the cinematography, the characters, the development, the whole story. What do you think about it?
Mind blowing, because the way my own word, I haven't watched Netflix in a while, so my subscription shortage was wasting. So I had a friend that forced me to watch Smart Money Woman, and I finished Smart Money Woman. It was interesting. I was like, okay, what next? Then I just saw number one, because I think it was the day after Squid Game came out. And it's Squid Game, not games. People are always saying games. It's Squid Game. It was the next day, and it was just number one. I was like, ah, what's this cartoonish looking thing that's on number one? If I knew it was a Korean drama, I probably would not have watched it. I probably would not have. But I just said, okay, for this one to be number one, let me just see what it is. Then I think the first few minutes just blew my mind. I was like, okay, guy, you have to just finish this thing and watch it. So I watched it. I think it's really great. I think there are lots of life lessons. It was like this dystopian setting, and you know, if you use the word naive, but the truth is, out of each character, like, I saw parts of myself, and I was sort of just living through each character that, oh, okay, this is typically how life is. For me, my most interesting character is the actual bad guy. You know, there's supposed to be a bad guy that people are supposed to hate,
mm-hmm.
but the actual bad guy, I so can remember it.
Jang Do-suk.
Is it Sang-woo?
No, not Sang-woo.
Yeah, the guy is Sang-woo. Sang-woo is my guy. Mm. Like, Sang-woo character is like the main.
Sang-woo is real. The guy knows what life is all
that's
about.
That's actually life.
That's life. He knows when to reality. He knows when to be good. He knows when to be bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, that guy is my
but
guy.
If you say that he knows when to be good and when to be bad, what about the game, that sugar game?
That is survival of the fittest.
Like, yes, but at that point, there was no need to throw your friend under the bus. You could have helped him. And
it's not his business. The more people die, the higher the chances of him winning the money. So that's not his business. They all know what they signed up for. So the actual bad
from the outset, and I'm glad you spotted that out, because it was from that moment I started suspecting him, because he could have said, everyone, let's play the triangle, if he was looking out for them, because that was when this nonsense Jiyu guy, and the truth is, I see parts of myself with that Jiyu guy, and I was looking out. So I that is overly naive. He wanted to do teamwork. Baba said, the guy played along, but when he got to that, like the very first, no, that was the second game, sorry. Yeah, the sugar game was the second game, right?
Mm, so yeah.
The sugar game was second game.
That was when I knew this guy was up to something. How can you have triangle and you're asking everybody to go and play separate games? Like, he didn't, it's not about not even helping them.
No, get my point. If it was a situation whereby there were only 10, 15, 20 people, I would get you trying to, you know, survival of the fittest, throw all the others on the bus. But there were still a lot of people left. You could have kept your friends at least to a certain extent.
But that's life for you.
It shocked me.
That's life.
Okay. That's life for you. Okay.
That's life for you. That's reality. So, Uncle Toby, you said you like the actual bad guy, Jang Do-suk. His real name is Hyo Sung-tae. So, what do you like about him?
I think it's like it was a reality check for me. Mm-hmm. So like, it was for all Gin-un like people. It was like, guy, like, the game is the game, the real world. Like, these are things I experienced. I could relate it to friendships, being slight, you know, being overly nice and all of those things. So it was just like someone preaching sense into you that, you guy, wake up, and the guys that really go far are people that, you know, that are ready to do literally anything to get what they want. So for me, it was a reality check, and I love that Ali scene. That Ali scene when Ali literally believed him.
And tell you, loyal. He was such a loyal follower.
My goodness. Like, that's
Ali believed Sang-woo, not Jang Do-suk.
Yeah, Sang-woo I'm referring to, actually. Sang-woo I've always been referring to.
No, I thought you said you like the actual bad guy.
The guy with the snake on his face.
So that's what I'm saying. The movie was portraying that clown as a bad guy.
Okay.
Which is the touts
yes.
that you people know. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying the actual bad guy
is Sang-woo.
Because that's the bad guy that is your friend. You keep person yeah. comes and the person stabs you.
And you know what's interesting? You know what's interesting? Sanwo's mom.
Mm-hmm.
I think his background story with Chinua is interesting. Maybe they grew up together, because at the beginning of the movie, I thought they were brothers because they were super close, and Chinua was always Famzin him.
Yes.
FBI they find this guy, or police they find this guy at the outset. So you have to know this guy is shady for your mom to think you're in America or you traveled abroad when you're abroad or whatever. So yeah, pretty much.
Okay, what else do you have to say?
Oh, I have a lot to say. What other scene is, man? What do you guys think about the, when do we talk about that Baba?
This Baba, the old man.
Yo, goodness,
I was so mad it did not click. When did it click for you? Vicente, I'll tell you when it clicked for me.
Okay, when did it click for you? Towards the ending, I didn't expect it. I wasn't expecting it. I just thought the man, you know, he said he had cancer, so I just thought he wanted to have fun before he dies. But my mind didn't go there at all. So I was so surprised. So wow, so this guy, you are rich and you are just playing game, having fun.
You didn't know until they built it then.
No, I didn't. Oh, my mind went somewhere. You know, when the front man, when those people, the game players, the investors, they came from abroad. And they asked to see the main person, the host of the show, and the front man went in there. They didn't reveal the host's face. I was like, oh, who is the host? I began suspecting. But do you know, my mind didn't even go to that old man. And I even felt for him when he was eliminated at that Marvel game.
So how about Ken, how about you? Did you suspect or you
so for me, it's kind of sad because I had read a spoiler on Twitter already. But while watching it, I tried to forget the spoiler that I read, and I was trying to enjoy the movie. And for me, I think when it would have clicked was at the point where they didn't show him actually getting shot. Every other person we saw them shoot them, we saw them bleed and die. But when they didn't show his, I'm like, the guy could have shot in the air.
Made
it look like he shot the old man, and then they'll take the old man somewhere. Something just kept telling me that this old man didn't seem like someone who should have been there at all in the first place.
Yeah.
So I think that's the point where it would have
closed. Yeah, that was the same for me too. It was me not seeing. I remember that scene clearly.
And for real,
the moment it happened, I said this guy was the one that, you know, so.
And he was faking amnesia. I'm playing with the guy, and then at a point, even if I'm faking amnesia, why would I give up all my marbles to you? Oh, because I'm old, I'm close to death, I might as well go and die. Then I'll dash in my marbles. There had to be a hidden agenda.
Okay.
Am I being extra, or were there actual life lessons?
They were.
Like what did you guys pick? Like, what was one thing you definitely take away personally in your own opinion?
There are so many things to learn. Family, friendship, greed, betrayal, slice of life, like so many life lessons here.
Choose one first. What's the top one for you?
Life, oh, the top one is life, reality.
Mess up and over you to the point where you go borrow that kind of money where those people borrow. God forbid! Borrow the type of money that will make you sign off your kidney.
Has anybody done the conversion? I beg. They always say
million one.
I think that's 30 something million USD. And it's big.
What?
It's big.
Yes, million USD. If you convert that 40 something billion won to dollar.
No, that's the money they gave them. I mean, the money some people were owing, like 100 million won, 250 million won. Okay. That would have been maybe a couple thousand dollars. Maybe a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
How do you owe and owe to that point?
Was it 6 billion won? Because I'm on Google now, I'm trying to convert it.
No, 46 billion won. That's the price money. So when you convert it to dollar, I think it's about 30 something million dollar. And it's huge.
It's huge.
Big.
My grandchildren are made.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I think for my lesson was the point. points where the grandpa, that Jehu, whatever that said Jehu is good, that point where he convinced Jehu to trick him was what I saw. It was a beautiful scene for me, because human beings tell themselves that they are good people. We lie to us and that, oh, I'm a good person. But the truth is, will you actually be good?
Yeah, in the worst case scenario, will you be good? Can you handle that kindness?
Once that opportunity
or will your inner monster just show up? I was so surprised. This calm guy, this good, nice guy.
So let me present you guys.
Did you want to die? I'm not coming that far. I think the guy just said, this Baba don't hold. Let me help. Let me just let go of this Baba. And at that split second, it just changed. And I think that's what happens to the average human being. You are a good person until that switch, that moment, you know. And it was beautiful to watch. Yeah, that's it for me.
So, Toby, taking away from what you just said, I was going to present a scenario. We all say we're good people. Like, I would tell myself I'm not a thief. If I see money on the floor, maybe 1k, 2k, I'll try to find the owner or something. I wouldn't ordinarily take what doesn't belong to me. But let's imagine one day, you know, what happens to some Nigerians happens to us, and maybe I walk into the airport toilet and I see Diamonds going with dollars. That's a totally different scenario. I will not carry the entire Ghana must go. That's greed. They'll just catch you.
That's true.
But I will take out of it. After taking out of it, I will now report and say, see the money I found. So, truthfully, a lot of us would say we're good people,
but
until we're presented with some kind of juicy opportunity that we feel we can.
Exactly. But the guy tried, at least. We all agreed he tried up to that point.
The guy tried. And he always tried to carry everybody along, always tried to help people. Even when nobody picked the old man as his partner, you know, he picked. I felt for the man at that point. And I liked, you know, like, wow, you forfeited a young person to pick that old man.
And you know, that was the main reason the old man just handed the marble to him. Because he could have as well said, okay, let them kill the Jehun, and he continued with the game.
But you know the painful thing as well. You know, after that part, I was like, why didn't they leave the old man? She, the lady that was remaining, they left her in the room to sleep. The old man would have been in his room sleeping.
No.
And the other lady would have been the one to go.
No, it's because they didn't pick, they picked him, and they didn't pick that other woman.
Yeah.
So if they had left him, it's a two-way thing.
If they had left him, he would have been sleeping.
Yes.
That's
it.
Ladies, there was another thing I just remember now. Okay, I didn't mention this earlier. Another clue for me was when they got to that marble scene and the guy was talking about his house, that this is where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
That was another pointer for me. I don't know if you guys can remember, as he was moving around.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a game and settle down? This old man was forming a thing. I grew up here. It was my house. This was where I said, wait, switch kind. How come you are the only one whose house is ticking when nobody's talking about remembering something? That was another hint for me. I don't know if you guys remember that scene.
Man, I remember, but I didn't even, my head didn't click. I just thought the old man was having fun.
I remember the scene. What you said, actually, it clicked, but a little bit. I'm like, why would the area where they're playing a game remind him of his childhood?
Exactly.
You know, if they're building it in the same way his childhood house was built, then there must be a reason. And because of that, I'm like, you know, I already saw the spoiler, so I'm like, okay, it makes sense.
Okay, then.
Watched it pretty late. Like, it was, spoilers were everywhere, and it was must have spoiled. I even heard Netflix UK taking off some scenes that was too bloody, controversial. So some glory scenes that were very brutal and bloody, they are taking some of them off, which actually takes off the fun from it.
All right. Thank you very much. We're actually taking more time. So let's talk about the games. Which one was like more spectacular, scary, fun? Which one did you guys prefer?
Games. All the games were cray cray. But I think the one that shocked me the most had to be, it wasn't the, I won't say the worst game for me. The first game still leaves a mark in my head because none of us were expecting that. None of us were expecting that elimination meant death.
Yeah.
You know, so we're also watching how they're going to play a regular game and then boom, they're killing people. So that game can never leave my head.
For me, yeah. It has to be that glass, the glass game. That was too scary.
What about the tug of war?
No, no, not that. The glass. Because that glass game, you don't know what you're expecting in front of you, especially when you're the next person. And then again, Jim, who was lucky, was his name is Jim, am I pronouncing it well? Yeah, to pick the last. I wouldn't say he was
that lucky. Because if the time had run out,
yes,
on his side.
Yeah.
Then those organizers are wicked. When they saw that there was a glass maker there in the crowd,
they had to
turn the lighting down off so that the man wouldn't be able to tell. Like,
okay, we're not talking about this lady, and she's all over the net. She's trending. Kang Se-bilk. Yeah, played by Jung Ho Yeon, and this is her debut movie. She's a top actress. She's a top model in South Korea. And she's friends with one of the one member of the biggest girl group on earth, Blackpink, Jennie. So I've known her. Yes, I feel good. See me feeling proud. I've known Jung Ho Yeon before her acting debut. So you guys, both of you, are not even talking about her. You're talking about
the
guys.
Sorry, but I'm just going to say that she understood the assignment. She ate up that role. Like, she finished that role. She played her role so
very well.
It was a very, very beautiful
film. And the way that was sad. And that friendship made. That friendship. My own favorite game was the Marvel part. Like, there were so many takeaways from that Marvel part.
I feel like she was one of the smartest people to remember to tell someone else, oh, if you survive, take care of my brother.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them were so greedy, thinking about getting money for themselves, they didn't think.
Sangwoo did sin. Our bad guy.
He killed himself because Gyeong was about to make a very silly, stupid decision.
That guy is so realistic. I love him.
Opt out of the game.
Okay, why?
At that point.
Why? 46 billion won.
Mama, depression is a bad thing.
That killed his wife and committed suicide.
No, they killed his wife, then he committed suicide.
He won the game, that was why they killed him.
Yes.
Why did he sacrifice himself for his wife?
In game before.
Eh?
No, that's okay. He killed his wife. No,
why was he acting depressed? That depression, it does not pass, in my opinion, because he could have as well sacrificed himself and given his wife his marbles. So he would be the one to die. Like, why are you not coming now to act sober?
Alright, then, let's talk about the police guy, Hwang Joon-ho, played by Wee Ha-joon. The guy is a fine guy. I'm already crushing on him. The police guy that they went to look for his brother, and the brother turned out to be the front man. You know, the front man is like one, like the biggest K-drama actor, Lee Baek-hyun.
One of, because Lee Mi-ho is the biggest.
No! Like,
because everybody's always hyping Lee Mi-ho.
No, Lee Baek-hyun! See, Lee Baek-hyun, I don't know, before I bite my tongue. You know, Lee, what's his name? Lee Baek-hyun. Like, he's Hollywood standard. The guy is Hollywood standard.
Yeah, his English. No wonder.
Yeah.
When he was behind the mask.
Yes.
I kept saying this person's English is so fluent. Like, I was enjoying
his
English.
He's the main actor in Mr. Sunshine. The guy is a big guy. Yo. Then the salesman. Yes. I don't know. But he's one of the biggest. Let's go with your English. He's one of the biggest. Then the salesman who recruits participants. You know him, Gong Yoo.
Yeah, I've seen his face in another
Goblin. Have you seen Goblin?
No,
I know I've seen his face.
He's a big actor. He acted Train to Busan.
I'm not surprised.
I feel like I may have seen him in Hollywood.
Yeah.
In a Hollywood
No, Gong Yoo. Not
the guy who met them at the train station.
On the floor.
Yes. Like, Train to Busan. He trended that year.
Is actually decided for me, is actually the finest.
Yeah,
in the show.
After him, maybe Sung-woo. I don't think the policeman is the finest in that.
But I like him. I like him. I like his abs. I've been checking.
Wow.
Like, the police guys already know how to for me, to be very honest. guys. I feel they tried their best to patch.
How?
Like, from the moment it got shot, like, so many things just didn't add up in this whole storyline.
No. Like, I think maybe in the future, because the director in that interview said he doesn't have a plan for season 2. So I think why they didn't show him dying is maybe because if there's a season 2, then he'll come back.
Yeah,
they might bring him back because he can't die. He shot his brother on the show, that the brother is still alive, so I don't think he will die. He can't just die like that. So I don't think.
Please, one very important question. They should have showed us how they were able to put that message inside an egg for the doctor.
Please, that was okay.
How were they able to tell the doctor what the game was by putting it inside an egg?
Please, we don't know. Just enjoy the movie, the series, and the story behind it. Okay, before we round off, let's just talk about their social media following. These guys, Squid Game is no joke. You know, before the movie, or series rather, these actors, even Sang-woo and the main guy, that's Gi-hwan,
yeah,
they didn't even have an Instagram account. So they just created theirs I think 2-3 days ago, and Gi-hwan has over 2 million, Sang-woo now has 1 point something million, and Wi Ha-jun, the police guy, from I think 200 and something k, he's now at 6 point something million, and our girl, what's her name,
Sebiok,
Toby, can you guess how many followers she has now?
Mom, must be a lot. I saw a page, I saw a Louis Vuitton ad yesterday, so it must be definitely big.
Okay. She went from 300 and something k to she's now at 16 point something million followers. Like the guy is just hot. And that guy they portrayed to be as a bad guy, he went from 14,000 to over 1.5 million now. To show you, like, the series is crazy, it's mad. Everyone is just going crazy about it.
I think it's officially the biggest. Is it officially the biggest yet? Biggest Netflix?
Yes.
Let's say K-drama.
Not K-drama. Biggest.
I think it's bigger.
They're going to release a season 2 though. Please. He has to be a responsible father in this part. You know.
Yeah. He can't be. Because he didn't get into the plane. The front man said, enter the plane and move. Go and meet your daughter. The guy said no. He wants to be Superman.
And they warned him. They warned him. Whatever is going to happen in season 2 though, I hope they're able to pull off a very, very good season like they did with
like
season
this.
1. They should not, you know, not every sequel makes it.
Yeah, this writer, the writer has been, the writer has been working on this drama since 2008.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's been a long time.
I heard that story.
He said he doesn't even have anything in mind for season 2.
Then why did he end it like that? He would have entered the plane.
Just in case. So he can take his time, work on it, and we don't know.
Anyway, I feel like another thing.
How much would you accept to be invited to his Nigerian Squid Games?
I'm not going.
God forbid. The devil will not allow me get to that point where I will need to enter a deadly game to
deadly.
Make some.
No, I
change.
Can't. I can't. I won't. I would never. No.
I feel like we need to mention the mental health effects. No. You know, after he won that game, a whole year passed and he was traumatized. He was literally traumatized.
That's because of the kind of person he is. Just imagine someone like Sang-woo or the other bad guy of Silberg winning the game. They won't be this trauma. Yeah, they would have moved on. He's a nice person. That's why, like, around people.
I need to go back and watch the final episode. I think it was anticlimactic because that scene where he was on the bed, he was showing someone on the window. I didn't really get what was going on there, but I think it was really a pointer to summarize the reason why he did this quickly, like having money and being bored, achieving a lot, what rich people do with money.
He was trying to prove a point.
The old man
was trying to prove a point, but in the end he lost.
at the dying minute.
And that was what triggered Gion to go back to living his life. You know, he was still, he hadn't touched the money and he was still depressed.
Yeah.
So when the old man played that last final game with him before he died, he's like, nobody's going to help that homeless man in the street. When Gion saw that someone helps the homeless man, like, there's still hope in the world. There's still goodness in the world. And that was what changed him and brought him back.
He died.
But it pained me that he came back from that game and his mom was dead. Yeah. You know, like, that was the whole point of him going into that game in the first place, to get money for his mom
and daughter,
and take care of his daughter. You know, I wish, part of me just wish they had kept her alive.
Mothers are just the sweetest. The woman literally took care of him.
And she did not now get to see him rich. She probably died thinking her son was going to be a broke.
Sorry.
Was going to be a broadcast for the rest of his life.
It's just what? We can't hear you.
It's just a movie though, it's not that deep, guys.
I know.
Tanja, we spent 10 minutes already.
Yes, well done. So thank you, Uncle Toby and Kene, Sandra. Beautiful Sandra. Sandra said I've not been hyping
her. She didn't compliment me. She thought she's complimenting Uncle Toby and all the other fine
Toby's
guys.
Toby's a fine guy, no.
You showed me that it's not fine.
Yes, coming
for both. Oh, goodness.
So thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And for Sandra, since you said this is like your first time seeing a K-drama, I would recommend you see The Devil George and Mouse. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Then The Penthouse. Uncle Toby, we try see Mouse and The Devil George too. So you won't
I'm
be
saying anything.
Why?
I want to recommend, if you really love Squid Game, there's a movie you'd like. It's not K-drama. It's called The Exam. It's a psychological thriller like this of what happens when you put people in a particular scenario. But it's an exam scene.
Uncle Toby, this is a K-drama podcast. Thank
is it also on Netflix?
I'm not sure. I've watched it years ago, but you definitely love it. It's also manipulative, what humans can do, and all that kind of stuff. So yeah.
Okay, I'll remember to get it.
My K-drama listeners will so keen the both of you. Please, this is a K-drama podcast.
No, we still love you guys. We still love K-drama.
So I'm watching one now. I don't know the name. It's about the office, about interns like this. Some interns about workplace. I'll check the name. It's about interns.
K-drama.
What did you say?
Is it a K-drama?
Yeah, it's K-drama. It's K.
Okay.
It's K-drama.
Why?
I'm part of the community now. I'll keep watching.
Okay, no problem.
We joined the community.
All right, so thank you very much, Toby and Sandra. I really appreciate, and thank you guys for listening to this episode, this review of Squid Game. And like I said earlier, I'm so sorry I've been missing in action, so many things have been going on, but from today onwards I will try my best to do reviews. I know you guys are expecting Hometown Cha Cha Cha. Which other interesting drama? The Veil. So many dramas I've got to review. And I still owe you guys the last episode of The Penthouse. I've done Nevertheless. And The Devil Judge. I've not reviewed the last episode of The Devil Judge. So hopefully I get to do these reviews next week before I start new dramas. So thank you very much, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram at kdramatime with Vinve. My personal page is Vinve_. I'm going to link Kene and Uncle Toby's Instagram handle. So you see the fine people.
Watch the movie or not? If we should watch it, we'll check the comments and see if any movie we should watch.
Okay, thank you.
Listen to me.
Yes, you guys should recommend K-dramas.
Yeah, I recommend K-dramas for us to watch and review. I'd really appreciate that. So see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.